the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Halloy, we began today. Today is really the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Elul, like it's brought down in all the Sfarim, is a matana. And the matana of Elul is that it allows us to get ready for Rosh Hashanah for the grace of Yom Hadin. The Yom Hadin on the Klal, like we say in Davening on Musaf, Medinois, Yipokeid. There are some years you need to stoke yourself up for Rosh Hashanah. This is not one of them. The whole world's in turmoil. In Ruchnius, in Gashmius, in private peoples, Tzoros. The grace of Yom Hadin, Mishpat. Elul is primarily is a mitzias in Ruchnius that was created, the Eibush that gave as a matana to make it easier to prepare ourselves for that grace of Teg Rosh Hashanah. Hine Yom Hadin Simloch. There's many aspects to Rosh Hashanah. We've spoken over the years, many different nekudas. I want to speak about a different nekuda this year. There's a very, very strange Taisus in Rosh Hashanah. Who are we to say that a Taisus is strange, but a Taisus is a strange Taisus. The Gemara says over there, the world-famous Gemara, Om Rabbi Kusbadoi, Rabbi Yechanan, Shleisha Sfarim, Niftachim, Rosh Hashanah. There are three Sfarim in Rosh Hashanah. One is Rishayim, one is Tzadikim, one is the Beinonim. Tzadikim are Nichtovim v'Nechtovim la'altar. Tzadikim right away are written and signed into the Sefer Chaim, the Rishayim into the Sefer of Misa. So Tosis over there, Rosh Hashanah, over there, Tosis Rosh Hashanah speaks out. Tosis asks, what does it mean that all the tzaddikim live? Not all the tzaddikim live. Not all the Rishayim die. Says Tosis a tremendous chiddush, which the Goyin says la halach in Shulchan Aruch. Says Tosis, the lashon of Tosis is over here in Tazayin of Beis, that we're talking about Olam Haba. Chayim means Chayi Olam Haba, and Misa means the opposite of Olam Haba. So the Sefer Chayim is Olam Haba. The din is on Olam Haba. The Goyin in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Kuf Pei Beis says, "Hainu l'chay olam haba." The three the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah that we should be worried about and concerned about and thinking about and preparing ourselves for is olam haba. So the obvious question is olam haba. What does olam haba mean? Olam haba is, first of all, is not open for the public yet, we'll say it. Not available. We're not holding an Olam Haba yet. We're not holding it. And Tchias HaMeisim, there's a bunch of things that have to happen before Olam Haba is open to the public. So, and besides, what does it mean that we have a din on Olam Haba? What does this mean? Taisus. The Goyin. Halev Goyin said that the Mishpat on Rosh Hashanah is for Olam Haba. What does that mean? And Bechlal, what does it mean that every year you get judged for Olam Haba? And Nebuch Haggai had a bad ben azmanim. No, I'm not talking to Elam here. The guy had a bad ben azmanim, so Rosh Hashanah no Elam Haba, that's it. And if a guy had a good ben azmanim, so then he's Elam Haba. What does that mean? So Rabbi Seinu Wamazbir, the Sif Sichaim has a long treatment of this in page Kuf Dalad and Kuf Hey. I use this as my annual call to buy yourself a Sif Sichaim on the Moyadim Chelek Aleph, and learn it every day. Prepare yourself for Rosh Hashanah, it will change your lives. Preferably the Hebrew one. But if you're desperate and you need Nekudas, take the English one. He's Masbir Barichus Godel, what the Goyin meant, what Tosfos meant, based on a Ramchal. The Ramchal, I'll tell you a huge chiddush that you don't know. How do I know you don't know? After the poll I took in Camp Mir, so your Muchzik, I'm not talking about the new guys who are big Yediyas, but the old guys who are in camp, they don't know anything. The Ramchal has a sefer called Maimer HaChochma, which explains all the davening of Rosh Hashanah. And a lot of the Sforum which are written is based on the Ramchal, the Mesillas Yesharim's explanation of the Rosh Hashanah davening. It's called Maimer HaChochma. Unfortunately, it's not in English yet. The Ramchal over there explains, and the Sifsi Chaim over here is Mayruch. What does it mean that Olam Haba? What does that mean? What it means is as follows. We find in Chazal many times, Chazal used the Lashon, if you do this and this and this and this, you're a Ben Olam Haba. What does it mean? The guy's in Olam Haba? What it means is that it's a status. The same way you say, for example, somebody's a Ben Yeshiva. Right? You say, guy, he's a Yeshiva guy. He's not in Yeshiva this second, but that's who he is. That's who his identity is. Or, for example, somebody says, oh, that guy's a Ben Bayis by me. He's not in your house at that second, but it's a definition. That's who the guy is. That's where he belongs. That's where he's rooted. A Ben Olam Haba, which Chazal used all over, and one of them I'm going to give an explanation in a second, is somebody who's a Olam Haba Tekiyid. He lives in a different plane. Rabbi Seinu explained, the Ramchal already says this, that the yisoid of the din of Olam Haba on Rosh Hashanah is, I use the Lashon of the Sifsei Chaim here, I read it inside, quote, and his kemat quoting from the Ramchal, Kviyas hamahus haruchniyas shel adam. They're being kaveya, they're establishing, they're paskining your fundamental ruchniyas status. I'm going to say it in English, what he means to say, because it's very mahus, ruchniyas. It means, are you on the program? That's what it means. By the way, the Lashon of Are You On the Program is not a Lashon that I made up. The Alter from Kelm, when he talked about this Tosis and this going, the Alter from Kelm used the Lashon, do you have Shaychus to Tshuva? Are you Korev to Tshuva? Very interesting Musar Lashon. Are you Korev to Tshuva? Are you a candidate for Tshuva? If you're a candidate for Tshuva, you're Sifrei Chaim, you're Tzaddik. So what it means Olam Haba is not are you going to Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not open for the public. What it means is that are you a Ben Olam Haba? Do you have Shaychus? Now, there's also a din about Olam Haza, but that's a derivative of who you are. First, it's kepaskent who you are. The Goyin speaks out on Shulchan Aruch over there that there's two dinim. There's one din of defining Olam Haba of who you are. Are you on the program? Are you on the program or not? Do you have Shachas Olam Haba or not? And then there's another din. Once we decide who you are, so you'll get what you need for who you are. If you're the tzaddik, you'll get what you need to be a tzaddik, which sometimes could be good things, could be negative things. Well, sometimes to be a tzaddik, you need challenges. And if you're a Rasha, you'll get what you need to be a Rasha, which is either a hard life or a good life, whatever is included in that. But the Ikra din is, Taisa says, shocking Lashon. Chaye Olam Haba. Do you have Shaykh Olam Haba? So according to Taisa and the Goyin, this machlekes we show you, but we'll go with the Taisa and we'll go with the Goyin. Rabbi saying, Rabbeinu are Goyin. This is what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah about is are you a Ben Olam Haba? Are you on the program? Everything else is a derivative of that. It's a talad of that. That's a teitza of that. But are you on the program? Are you a Chayi Olam Haba? Are you a Olam Haba Dika? Are you an Olam Haza Dika guy? Are you on the program or not? If you're on the program, you'll get A. If you're not on the program, you'll get B. That's Neir Nerois. That's a game changer in Rosh Hashanah. And Mela, that redefines our Hachana for Rosh Hashanah. That means we have 30 days now Haba aleinu l'toiva, to define ourselves, are we shaykhis to chay olam haba? Are we b'nei olam haba? That we can come Rosh Hashanah and say, I'm an olam haba mensch, I'm not an olam haza mensch. So first of all, I want to say two things. One is, something that we've spoken about in the past a lot, if it's talking about being a ben olam haba, so the first thing to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah is not to be a ben olam haza. The person has to look himself in the mirror. For example, how do you look yourself in the mirror? You come to Musa Seder. That's a good way of looking yourself in the mirror. I said a huge chiddush now. You come to Musa Seder and you look yourself in the mirror and you check to see, is there a thing called a Ben Yeshiva? Yeah. There's a thing called a Ben Bayis? Yeah. Am I a Ben Olam Haba? Where am I located? Where am I parked? Where are my shifas? Where am I rooted? Where am I anchored? Because that's what the din is about. The din is about is, are you on the program? That's what the din is about. The din is about, are you on the program? It's not so much about this prad or that prad. It's, are you on the program? Where you're rooted, what your shifas are. I'll say it in a very cynical way before I go into something much deeper. You have 30 days to Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is about what? Are you Ben Olam Haba? And you spent the 30 days worrying about where you're eating the meals. So that's not a hachon of Rosh Hashanah. I didn't say you shouldn't eat the meals. I didn't say chas v'shalom, you even eat in yeshiva. Chas v'shalom. Why would I want to ruin your zman the first day of the zman? And it's the first day of the zman on a Friday. Hagam that it wouldn't be the end of the world if you'd eat Rosh Hashanah, but I, that's not what I came to talk about. It doesn't interest me, the topic, for now. But imagine a person spends, I happen to be, since I'm from Bar Park, I listen to other people's conversations. That's our, I wouldn't say our minig, it's our culture. We make believe it comes from Avos Yisrael, trying to find out if other people are in need, but it really comes from curiosity of finding out what's going on by other people. I listen to a lot of conversations in elevators. People think I just sit there looking, they think I'm thinking and learning. I'm not, I'm listening. So unfortunately, most of the conversations are dumb about whether the elevator is working today or not. So when I hear it's going in that direction, I go back to prepare share. But a lot of the conversations about where you're eating and where you're going and what you're doing, I say to myself, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. The din they're going to ask you, believe it or not, they're not going to ask you where you're eating your second Suda in the morning. And they're going to ask you, are you a Ben Olam Haba? So the first preparation for Rosh Hashanah is to be a Ben Olam Haba. To be a Ben Olam Haba, to be where you're rooted. But there's something much deeper that I want to share with you. Listen carefully. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Dalet, Amori Dikur Gemara, what's a Ben Olam Haba? Listen carefully, it's a Tifa Zach, it's something life-changing. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, Zeh Asoymich Gula L'Tfilah. Somebody who says Gal Yisrael, he says Shema in Gal Yisrael, and then he says, Shmon Esrei. First of all, what's the Maila of being Soymich Gula L'Tfilah? So Rashi over there in Brachos Daf Dalet says an incredible marshal from a Yerushalmi. It means a Gemara. The Gemara says, Moshul Lamad Davadaimel, Oyavashamalach, a friend of the king, comes and knocks on the door of the king. Yatza Melech, the king comes out. Umatsoy Shahiflik, he finds that the guy knocked and ran away. Knocked on the door, the king opens the door, the guy's not there. The guy's not there. The king also closes the door, goes back. Ella Adam Mikarv Lakosh Bohu, when a person says Psukh de Zimra, and the person says Kriya Shema, and he says Tzias Mitzrayim, Umeratzehu b'tishbochis, Mordechai Karashi. A person is Meratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to you. It brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life. You knock on his door. And then right away, the Eibush to open, Uba'idei Karvelov, when you're still there, Yesh L'Tvashocha. Some of Gula L'Tfilah says Rashi, Mordechai Kazach, a different look at davening. Psukah Dezimra is Shvachis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tishbochis, Baruch Shomar, Ashrei, Yichavoyed, Haluka. As Yoshir, then you have Rikas Kriyashma, and then Kriyashma, Tzias Mitzrayim. David is there, Mamish. That's knocking on his door. No, you knocked on his door, he's close. Ask what you want. What are you knocking on the door? And then not davening. Murder Gazach, a whole different look at davening. Davening, the first part of davening opens the door. I found the Murder Gamakra to this Yishalmi. I didn't. It's funny. The Shabbat is being. It's a pasuk in Vayeschanan. The pasuk says Vayeschanan, "Ki mi goy gadol ashaloy aleikum koyv melov." Who is close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like Klal Yisrael? Kashem aleikenu b'chol kareinu lov. Whenever we call out to him, so the pasuk speaks about both aspects. Koyvim, we're close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and because we're close, b'chol kareinu lov. Whenever we call out to him, he answers. Me goy gadol ashaloy aleikum koyv melov. Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elov. I saw Mori de Gazach. The Medrash on this pasuk says that it's going on saying Shema and then davening Shemon Esrei. Kroivim is Kriya Shema. Kroivim says, I recognize the Eibishter runs the world. Echod. And that closeness generates the possibility of b'chol kareinu elov. We can call that whenever. Mori de Gazach. That's the tzura of tefillah. That's the tzura of davening. The davening brings us closer. You say Psukah de Zimra, Eibishter runs the world. Things give everything. Everything says, I'm here. Talk. Tell me. Atachreinu Adam Das. Rifa'enu. Baruch Aleinu. Slach Lanu. Talk to me. I'm here. I open the door. Fine. But there's a Pelotzim. So why is the guy called a Ben Olam Haba? It's a Marit HaKazach. Saimach Gula L'Tfila allows you to daven. Allows you to access the Eibishter. It brings you close to him. Crave him. B'chol Kareinu. Whatever you ask for. The closer you'll get. That means the more you daven Psukah D'Zimra with Kavana, the more you'll be able to ask what you need. Kroivim and b'chol kareinu. It's two aspects. There's the closeness, and then there's the davening. But why is he called a ben olam haba? Eizah ben olam haba is there someone close? He's a ben olam haba? Why? So I want to tell you, I'm worried with the Gazach. I was thinking about it a long time. I saw Rav Volbe in his Sefer on Matan Torah talks about it. I want to explain what he says. He says a life-changing thing, which is shocking. Why is he called a Ben Olam Haba? Because you did Gula. Gula is Karav. Gula means I recognize the Eibishter. Tefillah is asking, why are you Ben Olam Haba? So he says, I'm Mori the Gazach. He doesn't. He said, Mori the Gazach. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Samach Dalad, Omer Reb Levi Bachiyo, Hayetz Mibes HaKnesses, a guy walked out of shul, he davened, the Nichas the Beis HaMedrash, and he goes into Beis HaMedrash to learn, he goes from shul to Beis HaMedrash. Zoicha Mekabel Pnei HaShchina, he Zoicha to be Mekabel the Shchina, he meets up with Eibishter. Pasuk in Tehillim, Yelchu Michayil El Chayil, Chayil means strength. I go from one thing to another. One strength. Chayil. One strength to another. Yeroa Elokim. You'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yelchu El Chayil El Chayil. If you go from one step to another, you go from davening to learning. You see the Eibishter. Says Rav Volbe, Amori de Gazach. The Gemara doesn't say that if you daven, you're going to be zeichet to see the Eibishter. And it doesn't say if you learn to be zeichet to see the Eibishter. If you do both, that after you davened, you went and learned, you'll be zeichet to see the Eibishter. What's shot on that? Because it's Yelchu Michayil El Chayil. You go from one victory to another. Stating them that to be zeichet to see the Eibishter, which means to have a relationship with him, you have to have continuity. You have to have growth. It can't be that you did one thing and then you took a break and then you did something else. Yelchu Michayil El Chayil. The davening brings you to the learning. The learning brings you to the midas tovus. The midas tovus brings you back to learning. The learning brings you back to davening. The davening brings you back to keep halacha. The halacha takes you back to shmiras einayim. Chayil al chayil, you went. Then you'll see the Eibishter, because then you're on the program. And I'll tell you the tiefkeit behind this gemara. I'll tell you what the tiefkeit is. There are two ways a person can live his life, and this is what I want to say. A person can live his life that I live in olam hazeh, and I have needs. Physical, emotional, financial. And then there's Avodas Hashem. There are things I need to do. But there's nothing that connects the dots. I do actions. I think there's an expression in English when I was growing up. Does it still exist? You give a daven? You ever heard that? Water brain never is that expression? Do you use it anymore? You ever heard that expression? You give a daven. Remember when we were growing up? What? They only did it in my days where you give a daven. You give a daven. Give the Eibishter mincha. He needs it, Vaistois. He was lonely. So when we look at the Avodas Hashem as a bunch of actions that we do in our lives, then there's nothing that connects the dots. That's not Yelchu Michayil Achayil. You're not on the program. You're doing what you need to do. You get schar. But you're not going to be zeichet to see the Eibishter. I want them to understand the tiefkeit. Yelchu Michayil Achayil means that the davening had hashpa on me. It lifted me up. It brought me to a place of Kedusha that my next move was to the Beis HaMedrash. And the Beis HaMedrash, the Torah, gave me an uplift of Kedusha. It affected me that it took me where I went afterwards. And where I went afterwards affected me, I went weiter. The Kuzari writes that the reason why we daven three times a day is because you daven Shachris and then the effect runs out. You need to daven Mincha. You daven Mincha, the effect runs out. You need to daven Ma'ariv. By the time you get to the end of the week, your batteries are low. You have a Shabbos. At the end of the year, you need a Yontif to fill up the batteries. And then comes a Rosh Hashanah with a Yom Kippur to fill up the batteries. It runs low. They used to ask Rav Volbe, the Mashkiach. He always davened Mincha at Mincha Gedola early. So they said, the yeshivas, he said he can't wait. He feels his batteries low already. He davened Shachris. The effect of the Shachris faded. By the time he gets to 1:15, he needs to give a daven. Again, to fill the batteries. Halavai, we should be Zeicha once to have that. Halavai, once we should have the Zeicha Zahar Gosha, that my battery is low and I need to refill it. That's Michayil Achayil. Chayil Achayil means I don't have a bunch of unconnected activities, but I'm standing in front of the Eibishter and I'm davening, and I'm standing in front of the Eibishter and I'm learning, and I'm standing in front of the Eibishter. And if a guy goes to work, he's keeping the halacha and he's watching his eyes and he's watching what he eats and he's watching what he looks at and he's watching what he talks about and he's watching how he behaves at home with his wife and family. That's called Yelchu Michayil. With life is a life of Avodas Hashem. It's a life of Avodas Hashem. It's a life of Avodas Hashem. It's a life of Avodas Hashem. So a person doesn't not zeicha to meet up with the Eibishter because he davened. And you're not zeichet to meet up with the Eibishter because you learned. You're zeichet to meet up with the Eibishter when you're Yelchu Michael Lachai, where you went from davening and you took something from the davening. You davened in a way that the davening took you to the base medrash. That's what it means. By the way, you can daven and the davening doesn't take you to the base medrash. But you can daven in a way of Yelchu Achai Lachai, that the davening is going to take you to the base medrash. And you can learn in a way that the base medrash will take you to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch will take you back to the base of medrash. You can learn in a Zah way. It's a different type of learning. It's a different type of davening. It's a different type of Kedusha. A person who davens in a way that the effect of the davening was that it took him to a continue to base medrash of Yelchu Achai Lachai, you have a relation with the Eibishter. You have a relation with the Eibishter. It had an effect on you. It brought you closer to him. That guy. So if it's davening alone, okay. It's learning alone, okay. Your davening caused a chain reaction. It affected you that much. You davened in a way that you lifted yourself up. Oh, that's already mekabel penei zeicher penei shchina. That's already a different person. That's a person who's connected to the Eibishter. I have to tell you something incredible. The Ramban says in Parshas Vayis Chanan, I tell you, I'm moiv the Kazakh. The pasuk says of Vayis Chanan, Es Hashem Elokecha tira v'oisai tavoid u'bishmoi tishoveya. I tell you, I'm worried the Ramban. The Ramban says, what's v'oisai tavoid? He brings a tanchuma. V'oisai tavoid means you should serve only the Eibishter. Frek the Ramban, how can you serve only the Eibishter? How can you serve only the Eibishter? There's other things going on in life. Dr. Rabban, everything you do is Avodas Hashem. It's one long run-on. He brings a Muridiki Yeshivish Chazal. You'll see in a minute why it's Yeshivish. Chazal say, it says in Briyas HaOlam, V'hine Toiv Moid. The Eibishter said it's wonderful. Zu Hashena, that's sleeping. Chazal say, sleeping is a Muridik Azach. In fact, Chazal, V'chishena Toiv, what's good about sleeping? I don't say in the Kasha. So Chazal say, Mitochshu Yoshon Kima, because you sleep a little bit, who oimed va'isik b'toira. So what did that mean to say? That's why it's toiv moiv. Said you need to sleep. It's toiv moiv. No, it meant azad type of sleeping, that the sleeping got you to learn afterwards. You ever experienced this azad? Not that you need the sleep to survive for a seder. That's not called toiv moiv. I mean medayik arishon. Mitochshu Yoshon Kima, who oisik b'toira. You have to learn up a Ramban. Because he slept a little bit, he got up to learn Torah. The sleeping caused you to learn. Then the Rabban says the grand finale. He says, and that's the pshat on the pasuk at Tehillim. I'm saying a Rabban, not a vertel from who knows what. Ahalal Hashem bechayoi, azamra lelakai beoidi. Ahalal Hashem bechayoi means, how do you learn the pasuk? You see, Ahalal Hashem bechayoi, I praise Hashem during my life. Azamra lelakai, I sing to the Eibishter beoidi when I'm still around. He says a nubshat. He says the pasuk meant to say, "Ahal Hashem b'chayi." My life is a praise to Hashem. Ahalul Hashem b'chayi. My life itself is halal to Hashem. Azamra lelakai b'oidi. My oidi, my existence, my being around is a shira to the Eibishter. Yeah, Maisa. Yeah, nubshat. And that includes toiv moi. The sleeping can also bring you to. Not that the sleeping is b'diavad. Yeah, yeah. You know what the Rebbeim say? You have to sleep. You have to eat. The sleeping can bring you to learn. Mitoich. That's Michael Locha. That's living a life of continuity, where we take with it everything's kaddish. Ben Azmanim's kaddish. This man's also kaddish. I remind you. Also, Azman. Shane is toiv moi, but the matora of the Shane is. Mitoich, Michael Ochal means that I extract Kedusha out of everything. It's not just hit and run. I daven the hit and run here, and I learn the hit and run there. There's no contact because it doesn't affect me at all. No, Michael Ochal means I took out of the davening the Kedusha, and I took out of the learning Kedusha, and I'm growing and I'm steiging. As that person, he's on the program. Zoichel Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Moiv Rabbi said, that's what it means, you're a Ben Olam Haba. Kol HaSemech Gula Tefillah, you're a Ben Olam Haba. Why? Tefillah is a gewaldige gezach. Tefillah is you asking the Eibishter. Geula means I'm praising the Eibishter. Says the Yerushalmi, but if you did geula, you knocked on the Eibishter's door, and he comes and you're not there. What's keeping the iflig mean? There was a break in the action. You left. There was no flow. You're not a ben olam haba. A ben olam haba is that you have continuity. You have consistency. It doesn't mean that you're learning every second, you're davening every second. But it's not Kivan the Eibishter knocked on the door. The Eibishter says hello, and there's nobody there. You play hide and seek with the Eibishter. In and out, hit and run. So kolo Soymech Gula Tfila is a Ben Olam Haba, because you ever think about it, by the way? How easy it is to be Ben Olam Haba? Soymech Gula Tfila, that's it. Most of you daven this morning? Yes. Most of the most daven with a minion? Yeah. You said Gal Yisrael? You said Baruch Ata Hashem, Hashem Sfasei Tiftach? The Gemara says you're Ben Olam Haba. It's that easy. Then, I'm a good feeler. You said, Gal Yisrael. And then what? Hashem Sfasei Tiftach? What? You're Ben Olam Haba, said Rabbi Yechanan. Yeah, I said, no, Rabbi Yechanan. What's the pshat in that? The pshat is that is that you understand what the Gal Yisrael did for you. Sur Yisrael, Kuma Bez Yisrael, you understood that Eibishter could do everything. You absorbed that. That lifted you up, that opened the door, and then you didn't run away. You didn't let that Hargosha drop. You took it with you, Shemoneh Esrei. You're on the program. You're on the program. You're not doing drips and drabs and pieces and broken pieces and unconnected dots. You're Ben Olam Haba. You're Mechoyol El Choyol. You're growing, you're steiging, you're taking it with you. You're on the program. Zeicha v'roya v'nei Ashchina is Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba? Olam Haba is there. Relation with the Eibishter. Your Nanim is Ashchina. A relationship is steady. A relationship is continuous. So I would say that if the din of Rosh Hashanah is, are you a Ben Olam Haba? This Chazal is teaching us that to be a Ben Olam Haba means that you're on the program. And you're absorbing the message of your davening, and you're taking it with it to your learning, and from your learning you're taking it with it to your dira, and from your dira you're taking it back to your learning, and from your learning you're taking it back to how you speak to your parents, and how you speak to your friends, and what you eat, and where you eat, and what you talk, and what you look at. That's called a Ben Olam Haba. I'm rooted in Olam Haba. I'm not perfect. I have ups and downs. But I have a chayol al chayol. I take with it one thing after the other, and I'm growing. A Ben Olam Haba is somebody who's growing, who's stagnating, who's not stagnating, who's not staying in one place, and is not disconnected. That's the avodah that we have to get to the grace of Yom HaDin, of Chaye Olam Haba. And it's so simple to be Ben Olam Haba. We just have to pay attention. We have to connect the dots. We have to grow. We have to absorb the Kedusha that we're busy. We're busy with Kedusha all day. What do we do all day? We learn. We daven. Let's absorb it. Let's take it with us. Let's go Michael Lachael, and then a person is Zeichet in Makabo Pnei Ashkina.